Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus. Predation of livestock on the farm is a growing problem in Kentucky, but it's not due to a source that probably most of us would expect.
People think of coyote being a predator. I don't have near the problem with a coyote that I do with black vulture.
Adair County cattleman Danny Wilkinson has lost 4 calves and 2 adult cows to black vultures in the last 2 years. The black vulture is smaller than the red-headed turkey vulture, but is more aggressive, and in numbers, are a threat to cattle.
During the birthing process, if the calf is exposed, they will extrude his eyes and his tongue and many times kill the calf immediately. And I have had instances where they proceed to feed upon the live mother during the birthing process, and we lose everything.
Black vultures are federally protected, but there is a permitting process to deal with problem situations.
The current process allows for a farmer to pay $100 for a permit, get a permit to kill 5 animals, but you can only use a shotgun to take them down, and that's not effective many times either because it's difficult a lot of times to take down a large bird with a shotgun.
Wilkinson, who serves on the Farm Bureau State Board, says the problem is growing. The farm group is now encouraging farmers to collect photo and video evidence of animal losses to begin a push for more effective federal help with the predation problem. We'll be right back.
You know Kentucky 811, the people you call before you dig? Well, now you can click before you dig at 811now.com. 811 Now is an easier, faster online system to make sure your home or contractor project goes off without a hitch. It's the same effective process as calling 811. Plus, you can review all of your answers before submitting, making sure the correct information is sent. So the next digging project you have, be safe and save time. Go to 811now.com to fill out the online form.
Adair County farmer Danny Wilkinson says there is a livestock indemnity loss program through the Farm Service Agency that will help farmers recover some of the value of lost animals, but they will need to provide some kind of documentation to prove their loss. Bigger picture, the farm organization has been in discussions with members of the congressional delegation to begin legislative efforts for a more effective federal permitting process to prevent losses of calves and adult animals on the farm.
What we're asking farmers to do right now is to try to take pictures of actual incidents so that we can get evidence to go before the federal people and make a case for what we're asking. So if we can prove the damage, we think, and a lot of times it's pretty gross, and that's okay, but if we can prove what they're doing and then we take it before the people at APHIS or whoever, then we think that we might make some progress toward getting help.
Organization staff person Joe Kane says members of the state's congressional delegation have indicated a willingness to move soon on the issue. He says the more evidence that farmers can provide, the stronger the case for relief. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.